What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigger, host of the Paul Pigger Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video of the trans rugby player that put three women on a stretcher in one single rugby game. And apparently the team calls the cops to defend it. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz. Here we go.
And promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to PromoPalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to PromoPalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Let's get into it. Trans rugby player puts three women on a stretcher. Like, would you expect? But let's get into it.
Are living in a clown world. I can't really describe it any more accurately than that, as we've continued to see a lot of reporting, pushback, and general insanity around allowing biological men in biological female spaces. And we've really reached peak clown world as a biological man playing on a female rugby team is leading towards
rugby.
Females are getting carted off the field after getting injured by them. And their team still defended their presence on the field. I don't know what to tell you other than women's compassion continues to get taken advantage of. You know, this individual, who knows why they're doing what they're doing, but certainly gives them a lot of opportunity to grab and touch and get all up on women. I could tell you.
Yo, let me chime in real quick. Says something about, you know, women's compassion and whatnot. This is the problem I have with this whole thing. It's women that allowed, that's enabled and allowed men to pretty much identify as women. It's women that supported this, pushed for this, you know, because this thing is the feminist movement always attaches itself to other movements, like they're the same movements, you know. They attach themselves to civil rights, not the same thing. They attach themselves to gay rights, not the same thing. Now transgender rights. And now that it's just backfired on them because, you know, if a feminist movement had any common sense, they would realize that transgender movement is a total contradiction of the feminist movement. I don't feel sorry for these women getting dominated in sports because it's mainly women who've enabled this and have allowed this, and now it's backfired. And this whole transgender thing in sports is a one-sided argument. And the reason that is because no biological woman that calls themselves a transgender man is even going to make the cuts on a pro men's team. They're not even going to make the team to even compete, you know, but biological men can identify as women all day, and they're going to make the cuts like that, left and right.
That much. I don't know what their motivations are, to be honest, but trans rugby player confronted as unhinged teammates scream and call police. By the way, if you enjoy my coverage or you're unhinged, entertained by it, I hope that...
I like how they use unhinged. You know, woman gets pulverized and clobbered by a man on a rugby field, and She's unhinged. Like, you know, and that's the thing, you know, I know not all women push transgenderism, but it's mainly women that pushed it. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't see, like, I always see when they ask, you know, women, what is a woman? I always see women saying anybody identifies as a woman. I don't see, you know, men doing that.
Today will be the day I earn your subscription. There's a subscribe button down below or a follow button, wherever you may be watching it. I hope that you'll do that. I would really, really appreciate it. One of three women injured by Ash Davis, this is this individual, in just the last month, has said, I've never been hit like that before, even at the competitive women's level. There was so much more brute force. There are women who are bigger than him, but no girls hit like that. This is a strong human. And
this is like, you know, inviting a man to play in the females football league. See, this is the thing. Like, this isn't a man swimming next to a woman or racing a woman. This is physical, full-on combat, pretty much, with rugby. Rugby's a pretty rough sport. It's a tough sport. You know, it's similar to football. You know, so it'd be like a biological man playing in a female's all football league. Of course, he's going to dominate. Of course, he is going to dominate and pulverize and clobber and demolish these women. Like, anybody thinks otherwise has this much common sense. Zero.
If you look at this individual, this is a reporting by Rebel News. It's ridiculous.
Website and make a small donation. That would be great.
Here's a, you know, an obvious biological man.
Greatly appreciated. We're going to take in the game between Fergus and Burlington, and we're hopeful to scrum Mr. Davis and his teammates and the opposing team. I have no idea what we're going to run into, but should be interesting.
No idea what you're going to run into.
Let's go, girls.
Wait, did he just say no idea what you're going to run into? You're going to run into getting clobbered, pulverized, demolished, like... Common sense. I don't know if it ever was common, but it's really not common at all no more. These people talk all these big words. They use, you know, all these big words with transgenderism and gender ideology and identity, and apply zero common sense. No common knowledge whatsoever.
By the way, this entire video, obviously I'm only going to watch like a minute of it, is available at Rebel News, and you should, you know, check that out.
Yeah, 34-21.
Yes, he can.
Nice. That just bowled him over. It couldn't be. It literally couldn't be easier for this guy.
Okay, I'm just trying to ask some questions,
sure,
ma'am.
But this is not the appropriate time.
Why are you allowing a biological male to compete against female players?
I'm not going to have a conversation with you.
Well, I'll talk to Ash then. Ash.
See, this is why these people, you know, they always try to act like the other side is the bad guy. But they're not even willing to engage in conversation to have civil discourse. It's like, as soon as you ask a very realistic, common sense, honest question, you know, no, I can't talk to you. No, you're talking honesty. You're talking truth. Get back. They throw out the fucking liberal crucifixes and shit, you know. I can't talk to you. Throw out holy water and shit. you're speaking truth. You're talking about facts, common sense, basic biology.
Do you take joy in injuring female rugby players? Are you lacking the skills to play with male players where you should be? You're a biological male, aren't you?
I got you.
All these like overweight women too, like
I got you. I need to coddle you because, you know, somebody's asking you a straight up honest question. You know, these people, man, it just kills me with this fantasy make-believe world that they fucking live in.
They're just like, oh my God, I support you.
Right here. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Rash, are you a misogynist?
Thank you. Coming with me.
Please, leave
back.
Hey, oh, assault. That's assault.
You're charged with assault.
Yeah. See, I mean, you can't do that. You can't put your hands on a reporter.
And you know, that guy right there getting upset about it. I hope he doesn't call himself a man. You know, it's like people getting mad because we won't play along with your make-believe, imaginary, made-up world. It's so fucking bogus. It's so fucking weak, man. It's getting your panties in a bunch because somebody won't play make-believe with you.
Or anybody. I mean, the hilarity. I mean, just look at these women get unhinged.
Charter of rights and charter of rights.
And what I say, like, it's women. It's mainly women. And you got this simp of a guy over, you know, you got the simp of the guy that want to push the reporter because he ain't got a pair of balls on him whatsoever, you know. It's women that are enabling this and allowing this shit. And then, you know, when they get dominated, then they're going to want to bitch and complain.
Humans matter. Human rights matter.
Well, why
human
we have,
rights, no.
Why do we have separate human categories for matter. Male and female sports?
Human you're rights being, matter. Okay. You're being.
I mean, it's like there's.
Okay, yeah, human rights matter, but we don't have to play make believe in your fairy tale, imaginary, made up world. Some shit that you got off of a fucking fairy tale, sci fi, fantasy movie.
So delusional. They end up calling the police. What would the police do?
Yeah, what's a biological female?
Well, I would imagine if you're born with female genitalia versus male genitalia.
Did you get your PhD?
Pardon me?
You need a PhD. this is another one of the players on the team. I don't. What do you mean, where did you get your PhD?
How about we got a PhD from the University of Common Fucking Sense and Common Knowledge? Basic fucking biology. The laws of nature. Mother Nature. That's where we got our PhD from. And I know some people will say, you know, God, you know, it's a God thing. God creates man and gender and all that. No, it's laws of nature. Natural law. Mother Nature, you know, I really wonder how long these people are going to drag out trying to force all of the world. I mean, they're trying to force the whole world to play to their delusional make-believe fantasies. How long do we gotta sit here and deal with people trying to force us to accept make believe as reality?
It's a biological fact. Then they call the police.
That's not a criminal offense, all, is it?
Oh, okay. Then, well, I guess you're right. At the Pride Parade in Toronto, you can go full front.
I mean, I don't even understand.
disagree that you are here harassing people.
Well, I'm just asking questions.
No, you're not. You're offensive.
Okay, oh, you're offensive. Oh, ooh, how very Canadian.
Wow. Another fucking sentence. Is this Canada? Oh, this is Canada. This makes sense. This makes all the sense. Canada is full of simps. Full of dudes that ain't got a pair of nuts on them and shit. So asking a honest question is offensive. Because all these people are saying is facts are offensive. Truth is offensive. Evidence is offensive. Proof is offensive. Basic biology is offensive. It's crazy.
Oh, you're offensive. Now, this is one of those cases where, you know, to be...
I had to cut them off again. I'm offended that they're offended. Let's keep it
fair. Moving. To be fair. Anyway, clearly, at least all the women on this man's team, biological man's team, don't care.
Well, of course not. They don't have to compete against him. He's on their team.
They support this man. But it's clear through the investigative reporting that Rebel did that females on other teams are not so happy about it.
What I just say, of course his teammates are happy because they're going to win the fucking game, every single game, and he's going to dominate the opponents, but he's not going to dominate them. You know, it's funny how that works. It's funny how that works.
Meet Ash Davis, or is it Ashley these days? Mr. Davis plays for the Fergus Highlanders women's team. He tackles hard. Just ask those three women who suited up for Stony Creek Camels last month who had to be removed from the game thanks to Ash's debilitating tackles. Ash is clearly a male. In fact, he doesn't even try to look female. He has an Adam's apple, male pattern baldness setting.
That's another thing. Like, now we're at a point where they don't even got to try to look like they identify as a woman. They just got to say they do. But, you know, I mean, you got a jackass getting in a dog suit saying he identifies as a dog, but I don't see him eating dog food at a bowl, humping dogs and shitting on the grass and pissing on the grass, you know? So, yeah.
And it's impossible to ignore those leg muscles. We visited Fergus, Ontario, last Saturday to take in the game between the Highlanders and Burlington. We think it's safe to describe Ash's style as an ambush predator, which is to say he spends most of his time on the pitch casually strolling around, not that active at all, but when he's actually doing is waiting for a female player on the other side to take possession of the ball, then he goes into a charging rhino mode. Think of the infamous Scott Stevens rendered onto Eric Lindros a few decades ago. That's Ash's style, except he's a male, and those on the receiving end are female. It's outrageous, it's egregious, and it's clearly unsafe for women to play against this brute, and perhaps the most overlooked, underreported Canadian sports story of 2023. Indeed, Warmington noted that female players with Stony Creek team felt as though they were being hit by a bus on the field or a truck. Stated one player, I had never been hit like that before. Even at the competitive women's level, there's so much more brute force. There are women who are bigger than him, but no girl hits like that. This is a strong human. Naturally, given our cancer culture environment, that is championed by the Rainbow Mafia, the woman did not want to give her name. Diana Murphy, a friend of some of the players, tweeted, three women's rugby players had to be removed from a game and treated for injuries from hits sustained by a trans woman. And that she feels trans has no place in women's sport.
And that's the thing, though. You know, he's not a trans woman. He's just a guy. Wanting to insert his dominance over women because he can't insert it over men, apparently. I'm going to tell you what. If this trend keeps up with letting biological men compete women's sports, biological men will hold every female sport category record in years to come. And there won't be nothing they can do about it. And once again, you got to blame mainly women for this. They're the ones egging this on, enabling it, supporting it, you know, and it's going to come back to bite them in the ass. They shot themselves in the foot with this, you know. I guarantee the non-feminist women, they probably don't support this shit, and all the feminists do, and it's the total contradiction of feminism, transgenderism is. So do I feel sorry for these women? No, because they are the ones enabling this shit, and I will never have to worry about transgender men dominating men's sports because they won't even make the team. They won't even get an opportunity to play unless they, you know, they go for diversity inclusion and try to just basically only pick people on teams based on if we got how many blacks, how many Latins, how many whites, and how many women we got, and how many Asians, you know. But, yeah, man, it's a one-sided argument. Transgender men ain't even going to – they're going to have to play women's sports too because they're not even going to make the cuts. Yeah, good luck with this, ladies. You know, even you got Brittany Griner saying she supports men in sports and supports men in the WNBA. Does she not know that she won't have a job? She'll get dunked on. She'll get dunked on all day, every day long. But that might be a good thing for the WNBA. They let transgenders in. There'd be a shit ton of dunking going on. That might be the only thing that could help the WNBA as far as I'm concerned. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.